This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are moving ahead with their impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump, with subpoenas requesting documents from his personal lawyer and his Secretary of State, as well as hearings scheduled this week with former officials involved in U.S.-Ukraine policy. The heads of the House Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight Committees have given Secretary of State Mike Pompeo until Thursday to produce documents linked to the probe launched after a whistleblower filed a complaint expressing concern that President Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. Now, Trump has been threatening both the whistleblower, who outlined a detailed complaint about Trump's actions, as well as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, who's now leading the impeachment inquiry. White House correspondent Patsy Widakuswara reports about the whistleblower law.
The law allows whistleblowers to report what they believe to be inappropriate behavior while protecting their identity and without fear of retaliation. John Udack is a researcher of presidential power at Brookings Institution, a left-leaning think tank.
To try to penalize and criticize someone for following the law because of accusations that the president has not followed the law, it is once again something that is beneath the office of president and something that Americans expect better of.
Meanwhile, Democrats continue to investigate the whistleblower's allegation that Trump sought Zelensky's help in digging up incriminating information about his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
The whistleblower is expected to testify to lawmakers about his complaint against Trump's actions on Ukraine, but no date has been set. Last week, Trump confirmed he withheld military aid from Ukraine. This is VOA.